So yesterday we discovered exactly what the Chiddush and Rabbah was trying to say. Rabbah was trying to tell us his Chiddush is a economic, halachic Chiddush, halachic suck in economics. When we got a field that has two seasons, high season, low season, and no one sells in low season, anyone ever sells really in high season, no one does it in low season, then the true value of that field is high season, halachic Chiddush. So now, we're going to continue, now go back to the Gemara, continue how this helps a buyer. It suggests his answer of, no, you normally pay damages in Yerushalayim, top quality fields, and there's a deposit that says that you can give fodder, which is low quality stuff. What's what that positive is telling you? So we'll see how he uses Rabbah now to help explain what's this fodder positive coming to say. So we're back to the Gemara on Zion base, Zion on its base. And it says, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. Beginning of the line is Orche, because of the Aleph, Orche. And the third word in the line. So it's Chocha. So the Abaye says, Chochi Nami. So here also, Gabi Nizokim, when you're talking about damages, Dina Be'idis. You should really take Yerushalayim. You make a claim, you take Yerushalayim as payment. The Omele Iu Havni Beinanis, but if he comes to Beis and says, don't give me Yerushalayim, which I'm entitled to, but give me B'nai Barak instead, which is less. Trey Porter, the reason why I want it is because I get more square area. Instead of getting 100 square meters Yerushalayim, B'nai Barak is cheaper, so I get 150 square meters. Omele, the damager can say back to him, Ishokas Kadincha Shoka Kadash. If you take Yerushalayim 100 meters, then you can take it according to today's price, which is low season, which means you get more land because it's low season prices. Be low Shoka Kiyokatakama. But if you're not going to take Yerushalayim, you're going to take instead B'nai Barak, then you're going to have to take B'nai Barak ki'ilu, like the value of high season. High season value. So you thought you were going to get 150 square meters. No, you're only going to get 125 square meters because we're going to look at it according to high season. Even though we're holding in low season, we're going to look at its high season. Maske glo ravacha by Yaakov. So ravacha by Yaakov did like this pishat. It came hor kol kashon nizokin. It's okay, this is reverse. He says, what? You're telling me that the whole posuk of fodder, that whole posuk that says you can pay in fodder, you're telling me, is coming to tell me that when you decide willingly to take fodder, willing to take labor up, which is fodder, when you decide to willingly take fodder, the posuk is telling me that you take it according to the high season. That's what the posuk is telling me. You're saying he's worse off to take rubbish than to take the best stuff. If he takes the best stuff, Yerushalayim stuff, he gets low season prices and therefore he gets a good amount of meterage. But if he wants to take the fodder, the B'nai Barak, then he's going to be penalized for taking rubbish and now have to take it as ki'ilu high season. And that's the fodder he's telling me. Does make sense? Age of Buddha's words, Jerachamon are native. The Torah says, we try to help him out. The Torah is trying to say, give him Yerushalayim. Even though he doesn't deserve Yerushalayim, give him Yerushalayim. So the Torah is trying to help him out. Our Thomas Ben Zeboros, Nami Lo. You're trying to tell me that when he takes rubbish, B'nai Barak, in respect to Yerushalayim, then we're going to say he's worse off, he has to take it as Kiilu high season. Not make sense to me, says Rav Achavayak. That's the Shagat Atar according to Rashi, how what's going on. Abai is telling us this posuk of fodder has come to tell me that if the guy willingly wants to take fodder, even though he could take Yerushalayim, he decides to take B'nai Barak, then the posuk is telling me that when you take B'nai Barak, you got to have to take it as Kilo high season. Okay, that's Abai. The Rav Achavayak didn't like that, he says, we're giving him benefits, and you're telling me when he takes rubbish, he's worse off. It doesn't make sense. If he takes the neighbor up, that ain't off the lobby. He can take the rabbi, he takes it according to Nasi. That's according to Rav Acha ben Yaakov. And therefore we don't have this posuk. This whole posuk, according to you, is telling me when you decide when to take the neighborhood, then you're going to take it according to high season? No, it doesn't make sense, because he will try to help him out. He can take even Yerushalayim, even though he doesn't deserve it. So if he decides when to take the neighborhood, well, no, the people like to take high season, take the neighborhood, we're going to today's low season. And therefore we now go back to what's the posuk for. Obviously, the posuk for that. That, I'll ask the four questions we asked at the time, again. And then the Matzah, because I'll add his question, if he's got an additional question. Okay. First question, obvious. Abai is telling me, the whole posuk of Fodder is to say, if you win, take Fodder, you pay a high season. You take it as high season. That's the posuk. The posuk, the written of the Torah is telling me, high season. Where does it say that in the posuk? All the posuk says, you can take Fodder. That's all the posuk says. The posuk says, Yishalem Nei, Balabar, Yishalem Kesef. The Balabar can pay money, and Yoshev the Balabar can also pay Fodder. That's all it says in the posuk. Where did it say that when he pays Fodder, he pays according to high season? Where's the high season mentioned in the posuk? But it says that's the whole parish. The whole posuk is paying high season. Not that you can take Fodder, of course you can take Fodder. The whole posuk is, when you take Fodder, you pay high season. Where did it say the word high season in the posuk? First question. Yes. If there is a posuk, which apparently there is, that's my first question, where it is, but if it is, let's say there is, why does Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argue? Why does Rav Acha Bar Yaakov argue? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov said, no, of course, when you take the neighborhood, you don't pay high season, that penalizes it, you pay according to today's price, which is low season. You've got like a story about your life, but I'm not coming from stories, I'm coming from a posuk. If I've got a posuk called Yoshev, somehow it's written there, that when you pay very much, you pay high season. So you've got a problem with that, but it's not a problem, it's written in the posuk. How can you argue in the posuk? How can you argue in the posuk? How can you say, no, when you take very much, you take no season? According to me, it's written in the posuk. So what are you going to do with the posuk? Not argue in the posuk. Well, I think I'll and say that you're wrong, posuk, it's written in the French, black and white. When you decide to take the rock, you take the day rock once I see. Written those words to the posuk, according to mine. But they argue that it doesn't make sense. No, it's not fashion me, it's written in turn. So it decides that it does make sense. So you can't argue in the posuk.
They argue on the interpretation of the posuk.
He cannot, yeah, but he can't argue in scores. It sounds like he's arguing source. He doesn't mention the posuk, it has a different way of reading. He just says it doesn't make sense. His whole time of that is it, we're trying to help him out. Why are you penalizing when he decides to take labor? But the whole point, according to the way Rashi led the by saying, it's written black and white in the posuk that when you take the neighbor, you take according to high season, because you don't need to tell me he can take the neighbor. As we saw, all the whole posuk's coming to tell me high season price. It's written there. So you can argue in competition, but you can't argue in swamp. But you ask you to argue in swamp. Second question. According to the Maskotner also, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, it sounds like he can demand. He says, look, you've got all different properties out there. You should line the neighbor up. You know what? According to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, you come, the person says, I want to be paid. Not you should line. The neighbor up. Potter. According to today's price, not high season, low season. I can force you. That's what sounds like from Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. How can that be? How can you force me? The whole shitta of Rabbi Kiva, he's, as Rashi said at the beginning, says that omens on the pay, the is the one who decides what to pay with, who has the option, how, what he pays, what to be paid, who's got the choice? The Masik. Yeah, I decide either this or that. That doesn't fit with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi seems to say he can demand to be paid with the B'nai B'rat or going to today's price. You can't demand anything. I'm in charge. That's the third question. So, based on what we learned from Rabbah, we should be able to answer all these questions. Okay? Max, you want to ask a question? Okay.
That's how you hold the Gemara. And compound these, some of these questions from the Hemshech of the Gemara and see that really the, what we understood yesterday answers everything. Let's carry on with the Gemara. Anyone doesn't understand something, please stop and ask. Ella. End of the line, Ella. Everyone's got it? Ella Omar Ravacha Bayakas. I'll tell you, I'll come up with my own pshat, what this, what's going on. If you want to talk about these high season, low season business, I won't use it for the damage claim. I'll use it for the claim of the Baal Chov when he wants to collect his debt. I'll tell you in reference to collecting debt. Baal Chov Tinovins. Baal Chov can collect his debt. The creditor can collect his debt from Bnei Brak. That's his halacha. He can collect his debt from Bnei Brak. The Omele Habli Zibros. If he wants to say to him, say, look, I really should entitle Bnei Brak, but give me instead Bet Shemesh. To him also, because then I'll get more land. Omele, the lender, the borrower, can say, Ishokas Kedincha Shakadash. If you take Bnei Brak lands, then Enochanami, I'll give you Bnei Brak lands according to low season today's price. Be low stronger, but if you're not going to take Bnei Brak, you want to take Bet Shemesh, you want to come in, then you're going to take Bet Shemesh according to the high season. That says Rabbi Yaakov makes sense. If you're not talking about damages, you're talking about a collecting of debts, then I can hear this discussion backwards and forwards of whether he can take according to today's low season or high season. If he wants to take according to what he's entitled to, which is Bnei Brak, he takes according to low season, but he wants to take something which is not entitled to, which is not in his bin, which is Bet Shemesh, then he takes high season. That I can hear, says Rav Yaakov Yaakov. Question over here.
What's the difference?
Alright, before I ask the question. Question we ask on this, over here. The whole, you just told me, Abai Rav Yaakov Yaakov says, this whole discussion of being able to force a high season price. We're holding low season, but you can force a high season price. That's only because you've got this pasuk called Yosef. You've got this pasuk. Abai says you've got this pasuk. Yosef, a pasuk tells you high season. Yeah? Rachel Biakov somehow argues on that pasuk. But he says, look, I agree to this concept, forcing high season by a creditor. When your creditor wants to pay with Bet Shemesh, then you can force high season. Do you understand? Does creditor have a pasuk Yosef? Is the pasuk by paying debts Yosef? The pasuk of Yosef is written by paying damages. That's what it is. Any pasuk of Yosef is written by collecting debts?
No.
No. So, what do you mean? You can force high season. The only start to force high season is a pasuk. And if I said, I want that pasuk, Yosef is written by damages, and Rabbi Yaakov disputes that. But for Rabbi Yaakov, the Yaakov to say, my creditor, he can force high season. Where's your pasuk? Where's your pasuk? There's no pasuk with Yosef by a creditor.
I think it's different here that the Torah's first doesn't say the best of the first one. This will take payments. If I refuse to take payments and you want something else, then now I can choose. Now I have. Now me, the
borrower,
can choose what I want to give you back.
Well, that's a very good spot, but then I can charge you whatever I like. Why am I limited to high season? That's true. If you're not, you're taking something which is like allow nothing to do with you, then I can charge you $2 million, whatever I want, whatever I feel like. High season? What's high season?
You can
force me to give it for high season? No, I don't want to give you for high season. I can give you. Don't want to give you at all. Don't give it to you at all. According to your logic, don't give it to him. The pasuk is not like that. According to the logic, it's saying a creditor can force to get the Bet Shemesh, but don't get high season. Why? There's no pasuk of Yosef by the Bet Shemesh. By a creditor. Carries on the Gemara. Must give what?
Rabbi Yaakov is not using
the pasuk
anyway.
The
first
thing is. Rabbi says there is a pasuk. And Rabbi Yaakov says, I don't read it in the pasuk. I have another interpretation of the posuk. Fine, but if I tell you that there's no posuk to talk about, so how can you even suggest it? No logic. So Maskilo of Akhav raised Rav Yaakov. Now, the Akhav Yaakov didn't like what Akhav Yaakov said, I tell you so, but for different reasons. He says, in Cain, neither is Tolis if they love him. That's not fair. By doing such a thing, you're going to discourage people from lending money. If you make them receive Bet Shemesh according to high season, it will discourage them. So of course, by creditors, they'll be able to get the Bet Shemesh stuff according to low season. Because high season will be very discouraging for people to make loans, if you make them receive it according to high season. Okay? Which means Batsim is masking to the logic that really should force him to get high season. But for us, first of all, no, we don't. Yeah. So we haven't changed our question. Where, how can you even think of giving high season? There's no possible. Carries on the Gemara. Why would it discourage him? Because if I wouldn't have lent you the money, I would still have the money in my pocket. I would be able to buy property according to low season prices. Why are you charging me high season? Now the money is by your pocket and I'm trying to get it back. You're going to force me to take land according to high season where I've never learned money anymore because you're forcing me to not be able to make money. Because if I have money, I'll be able to buy things in low season, and you're forcing me to take it as high season. No, it's not kedai to lend money. Okay, so the Gemara carries on, and Rav Akiva breaks Rav Yaakov. So Rav Akiva says, if you want to use this high season, low season, I tell you where you can use it. If it is the supposition of Damanay. If you want to use it in the case where the woman wants to collect her ksuba for the estate. That ksuba is a din of zeros. Normally, a woman's halacha collecting her ksuba is from Bet Shemesh, rubbish. Worst stuff. If she says, no, instead of giving rubbish Bet Shemesh, please give me better stuff than that. Deibrak, give me Deibrak. But simple, so okay, today perhaps I won't get as much land, but at least it's better quality. Obele, the estate can say to her, Ishabas could do Koshakadashi. If you agree to take Bet Shemesh, then you can take Bet Shemesh according to low season today. Below, Shakadukadokame. But if you want to have the neighborhood, which you're not entitled to, then you're going to take it according to a high season B'nai Brah. That the Gemara concludes, that's correct. That's accurate the halacha. That's accurate halacha. A woman wants to take more than she's entitled to, then she can, but not according to low season prices, according to high season. That's when it is accurate. The question is, it's the posset by supposition. It's the posset by Yosef by posset. Is the posset by Yosef by supposition? Yeah. You owe money to a woman for a suba. Does it say you can pay Yosef? Does it say any posset by Yosef? No. If you need a posset of Yosef to say you pay high season, so why are you forcing her to take labor according to high season? Which you say halach the wife, and that's what she does. Well, how can it be halach the wife? No posset. That's the end of the sugya. And now we've got a lot of questions. Everyone clear?
Yeah, this guy is the opposite.
Yeah, that's why everyone agrees. That's why she's not entitled to take labor up. And because she's not entitled to take labor up, I can, therefore, everyone agrees that she takes it according to a high season. But she, the question is, there's no possible.
What
are we
holding the high season?
And she said,
I don't want.
What do you say? What's the first
word? I'm holding the high season.
All these cases we're talking about, we're based in that low season time. And the real today's price is low season. But was trying to suggest, even though today's price is low season, you're going to get it at Ki'ilu it's high season. That's all these Pesachim, and that's the only one that's true. La Maisa is when Kesubis Isha, she wants to take B'nai B'rach, even though it's low season, she gets it, Ki'ilu, the B'nai B'rach is in ice. That's how it's done. Now, how do you answer all these questions? Yes?
Even
though the Torah talks about
native
and the Nezikim, but you could say there is a similarity between Ksuba and Chol, that is similar to the Nezikim. We only said that they have a special halakha, meaning that he's got halakha of Yishlaim, they've got halakha of B'nai B'rach, the creditors, and she's got halakha of Bet Shemesh. That's what we said. And in Rabbi Shmuel, that's where we really said it. That means that you've got actually monetary rights in these type of things. That's what we said. All three have monetary rights, but in their own particular category, whatever their category is. That's where you compare it. But not over here. This is a different topic. High season, you need a posuk. Yeah? Don't learn one for the other. You only have the posuk by damages, and it's rejected as being an accurate posuk. So nothing else is to discuss. So the start of the answer is Rabba. What did Rabba say? Let's go back to what Rabba said. What was Rabba's halachic chiddush? Please, someone repeat. What was his halachic chiddush, Rabba?
Nobody sells in the low season.
Therefore, if you've got a prophet, it's low season, high season. What's the
one price?
What's the one real price?
High season.
High season. Okay. So once you have that in your head, the real price is high season. So where's the chiddush in all these sugyas? Forcing you to pay high season, or forcing you to pay, or getting it in low season? Which is the chiddush? Which? Low season. If the real price of the property is high season, that's the real price, that's the market price, then telling me you take it at high season, that's our chiddush. That's the real price. The chiddush is if I say you take it as low season. That's the chiddush. That is the starting point now to relearn the sugya. So we go back outside, not inside, and relearn the sugya outside. Damages. We say, if you want, not Abaye says, if you don't want to take Yerushalayim, but you want to take B'nai B'rach, then B'nai B'rach you're going to have to take high season. If you want to take Yerushalayim, then you take low season. Which of the two is the chiddush in that statement? The B'nai B'rach or the Yerushalayim? If you're taking B'nai B'rach, you take according to high season price. If you take Yerushalayim, you take low season. Which of, in that statement, which one is the chiddush? Yerushalayim damages. So point about, starting again in the studio.
Okay. So
well, before we say, what's the chiddush based on just me knowing Rabba? Right. Yeah?
Yerushalayim.
Because the real price of everything is high season. Everything's real price is high season. So the chiddush, they brought a high season, not chiddush, that's his real price. The chiddush statement is Yerushalayim, no season. So now, is how can, why is there halacha by damages that when you pay Yerushalayim, you pay no season? What? That's not its right price. You're taking land, Yerushalayim land, and you're getting it low season? Not its value. The value you're taking of the land is high season. Why are you taking 100 square meters of Yerushalayim? You should really be only taking 75 square meters of Yerushalayim, because that's the value you're taking it.
Hmm?
What's the class? Where are you? Where is it written? Where is it written? Okay. So therefore, the chiddush, very good. The chiddush is that damages, which Tosfos is the Chiddush, is that when you pay damages, you pay the maintenance. And that Tosfos is telling me, now you're getting Yerushalayim! Yerushalayim, according to low season, even though that's not its real value, it's high season, you get Yerushalayim according to low season. Complicated. Reg? How do we see from the word mated that you get according to low season price? All mated means, say, pay with your best stuff. That's all it means. My best stuff, you should have, I have to pay with my best stuff. Okay. Where do you see in the word mated that it means according to today's price, which is not its true value? Who says it? What's that saying about mated? Where does it say that? Yes? Damages? Damages, it possibly says, pay with mated, pay with your best, utilize stuff. But why does it say, and according to today's price, why does it say that?
It's
not there. So that will summarize what the word mated means. How did Rabbi Akiva translate the word mated? How did Rabbi Akiva translate it? And we've learned this. All these factors we learned. He says, mated is an instruction to Beis Din to tell us what qualifies as payment. That's step number one. The only thing that qualifies as payment, if you're paying land, is his best, usually. That's why it doesn't qualify. It's a qualification for Beis Din. Secondly, it's there to discourage people damaging, stealing from people. That they should know that if they do, they're going to maybe lose their best quality land. That's why they have to pay Yerushalayim. Okay? So it's a qualifying bar to disqualify, discourage people from damaging. Thirdly, but we know you can choose to pay with money. Why? Because at the end of the day, we're not just there to discourage the person. We really want to benefit and help the guy get his money back as quickly and easy as possible from being damaged. So we say, money, that's the basic. If you give him money, that's the best thing possible. I may not discourage, like we're looking after your personal interests, that overrides the discouraging factor. So therefore you can pay with money, because that's good for the guy who is damaged to get paid with money. But if you don't pay with money, and you pay with land, then you're going to have to pay with your top quality land, because you want to discourage you, but top quality land, you know what, it's not that, it's very easy to turn into money as well. And that's very good for the damaged party to get something that's extremely easy to turn into money. But it's very good for you. So I can say one statement. What's Rabbi Akiva's definition of mated? Bottom line, it's a payment that the damager needs to make, and he has to give it in the most liquid form to help the damaged party out, money gavaltik. But if you're not giving money, you have to give the next best liquid form. His top quality of life, which you can turn easily into money. It's not fair because it penalizes him. I don't care. I want him to be penalized because it will be discouraging. But the main concept is to give liquidity to the guy that was damaged. Cash, ideal. Next best thing, his top five. I got for him, I don't care about him. It's good that he should get discouraged. As a secondary ideal. That is the definition of Rabbi Akiva, what makes it means. Give liquidity. You damage somebody, give him money. Or give him something very close to money. Your best quality land of Yerushalayim. That's very constant. Okay. Now, we can answer our questions. What was our question? How, when you pay Yerushalayim, why are you paying according to low season price? This real value is high season. That was our question.
Why no Caesar? Where does it say the Pasuk? Look at Maramaka number one.
Near Atabizem. Says Onochim. The reason for this. The Kevin Sheikh Yev Shambasik would be Ketzef. Since the main obligation of a damager is to pay with money, that's to give liquidity, money. Memela Gambichai Gavdu Shepera Bekaka. Now that you pay with land, he has to give land which is possible to get the money as quickly as possible. Zekedilak is halacha, giving money, or land which is like money. No, okay, that's what the difference is on. Lo oza bosses shavis to nisim. We don't go after the value of summer season. Even though summer season is the value of the property in the market, but since we're holding in winter season, and you can't get in winter season the value now, whether you like it or not, you won't be able to get today the value of summer. You'll just have to wait till summer to get it. So you have to evaluate the land according to today, which is last season price. So let's explain the outsides. He said a wonderful concept. You have to pay money. And even when you pay in land, I don't look at you as if you're paying land. What do I look at this land when you're giving it to?
Money.
What? How can I look at it as money? It's land. Have to look at it as if today it turns into money. Today it turns into money. How can you look at it as today it turns into money? Go and sell it. When? Today. Today? Okay, so sell it today. What's the price of today? Low season or high season?
Zero.
Not only zero. What's the price of today? Low season or high season?
Low
season. I'm not interested in buying land. I'm interested in having money. So land is just a medium of getting money. So it's just a medium of getting money. I have to look at this land as it's what its value today, because I need to convert it today to get the money. So therefore, in the word mativ, it says, pay money, and even when you pay Yishalayim, it's money. That means today's value. Your low season is low season, even though it's real price as land is high season. Everyone understands? What?
Can we say that it's worthless?
Not worthless. No. No, you get less. Not worthless. Not worthless.
You said price.
No one will sell it today. Everyone was, if as making money, they would say, look, I'm not going to sell it today. Wait for high season and get much better money. Yeah, but if people who sell it today will have to sell it for cheap, maybe even half the value. Maybe.
There's a lot of buyers for this price.
Not nothing. But it's not high season for us. Yeah. So, Kulama would not sell it, correct? He wouldn't sell it. There's no market today because there's no one selling today. But there is a one in the blue moon, you know. Bailiffs come in and things get sold, whether you like it or not, and there are mitzvahs in the market. It's called a mitzvah. Mitzvah doesn't mean zero. Mitzvah says, according to how the market, not how many people are chasing it, that has even the market. So, yeah? Auctions, as you say. Okay.
Buy.
Okay. So therefore, that's what a bias is saying. Bias saying, Yerushalayim, you get Yerushalayim, then you get according to today's value, because we're not looking at land, we're looking at money. And what's the money today? Today's money, not later on's money. If you get Besh, if you decide to get B'nai B'rav, then you go according to Isis. Why? Now we've got the question back again. If you're getting B'nai B'rak, then why don't we look at it also as cash? B'nai Brak today. Why are you saying B'nai Brak in high season? You, when you take that, you have to pay cash. If you're paying Yerushalayim, you're paying cash. If you're paying B'nai Brak, you're paying cash. What's cash? Today's value. Why are you saying when it's B'nai Brak, suddenly it's high season, it's the land value? Why are you after the land value and not the cash value?
There's more cash. By saying I don't want the cash equivalent today, and what Dafka that, I don't want the cash. I'm saying I don't want the cash.
Ah. For some reason, we're interpreting that when he demands, not Yerushalayim, he demands B'nai Brak, he's saying, I'm not interested in cash.
I want
land. You're taking it as land? If you're taking it as land, well then what's the value of land? The land of value is the high season. That's high season value. You don't need cash. You don't want to come in the cash. What did Rashi say the reason why he wants B'nai Brak?
Because he has another property next to
family. He has a property in B'nai Brak next to this one, and he wants to have that property. Why does he want that property? Because it's next to his. What do you want to do with it? He wants to break down the wall, expand it. Does he want cash or he wants to use the land? Wants to use the land. Ah, so you're not taking it to convert into cash, you're taking it as an acquisition of a land. What's the value of the land? High season!
So
therefore, that's a buyer. A buyer says, you want Yerushalayim, which you're supposed to get five, you want cash, so even Yerushalayim is cash, and cash means today's value. That's what cash is. It's not interest value, you just want to switch it over to cash. Today's value. But if you say, I could get Yerushalayim, but I don't want Yerushalayim, I want B'nai Brak, because it's next to my property, and I want to expand it. So you're not interested in cash, you're not interested in converting. You just want to use the land. What's the, I'll give it to you, but what's the value I'm giving you? I'm giving you not cash, I'm giving you a sand. What's the value of land? High season! That is a buy. Okay. Now, if so, what's the lack of Yaakov's comeback? So what's wrong with the buy? Everything's good. Take Yerushalayim, you want cash, that's for this value. Take B'nai Brak, you're not interested in cash, you're just using the land. Look at land value. Land value is high season. A buyer's good profit. What's wrong? So look. So we skip number two, because we basically said it outside, so you can read it in your own time. Number three. Look at Nachum and three, explaining what's to come back. Number three. Zeh ikar shinu ben havamin amskona. This is the difference between the havamin amskona. Havamin amskona agumala. Havamin agumala things. So Havishan is a traverbens. If he wants B'nai Brak, let's say Zerush to Ben Torah's Kesef. Obviously, he's not interested in money, and therefore he's not saying, I look at it as money. You're not looking at his money. For Kolkolis Rabbeinu Sirot, it's not necessarily country. He wants it as land. Land, okay, I'll give you land. What's the value of land? Not that somebody goes up. That's why it's value is as I see. That's the value of the land. But Amat Masha, now Rav Biyakas asks and says, Imkein, Hara Kolkon Shal Nizokim Eitz Rabbeinu. Lots of them. What does he mean? It's not right. You're making him worse off for taking. What do you mean? Says Kamoti is the chusan tvei is the toast kesef. Just as you agree that when he gets Yerushalayim, we look at his money. Hokinami. So even here, when he gets B'nai Brak, is the chus kesef. We should also look at his money. Why? Don't say all the people should have spent this kuzul asher, and therefore look at it as today's price because it's money. Why? Because what happens if he changes his mind? And he decides, no, you know what, I need the cash. I'm not going to expand my fields. I'm not going to make my field better. You know what, I decide I want cash instead. So we have to leave him the option that this can be conceived and perceived as a cash payment, because he may decide that he wants cash at the end of the day instead of using his land. And if he may decide that he wants cash, we have to leave that option up. The only way we can leave that option out, if we value it as cash as it is today. So even though he's taking B'nai Brak, because he has certain talk and plans to use it,
We make this mind that actually won't catch in the end, we have to leave that possibility in his hands. If it's a possibility, then we have to look at it also as cash, which means today's value, not the high season. So that is the shock of the Torah between Abaya and Rafajan. Abaya says, he's obviously not wanting his cash. He obviously only wants his land. That's obviously a high season price. And the Rafajan says, but maybe he wants it his cash. And since he may change his mind as cash, we have to give it in his cash, which means giving it as his ki'ilu, not land, his ki'ilu's money, that means today's price. No season.
Why
do
we say
he may
change his mind?
Because, as you say, we have to, because we give the benefit, that's the whole point of defending and looking after the damaged party. That's the whole concept of Maitik. Maitik in the eyes of the keeper, what says, you have to look after the damaged party. How do you act? You have to give them liquidity, and if you can't have cash, and you want to give them kaki, that kaki has to be also like liquidity, which is the best possible land that can make liquidity, which is Yerushalayim, and that was taking the state further. Even if he wants to take the neighbor up, it has to be in the liquid form as well, possible liquid form as well, because we have to give him all his ability of getting money in exchange for the damage that was done to him. That is Al-Jubayakli's comeback. Okay. We'll finish at that stage. On Shabbos, Shabbos. And the next year, during the week, Mr. Wellens will tell me. What's the Mazel Tov?
Grandfather.
Ah, Mazel Tov.